This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. If you are listening to this while on your morning Peloton workout, well, you might want to double check your seat post. After 13 reports of injuries, Peloton and the Consumer Product Safety Commission announced a voluntary recall for original Peloton model bikes. You don't need to return the whole bike. They just send you a new seat post. It is the third significant recall Peloton has issued since 2020, but the first since its new CEO took over. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on why that timing might not be a coincidence.
Recalls are not good for business. I know, shocker. And companies have some discretion on how quickly to issue them, thus the term voluntary recall. But issuing a recall too slowly also has its costs. Consumer Reports' William Wallace says Peloton may have learned that lesson.
It does seem like Peloton is doing better than it did in 2021 when, frankly, it didn't seem like they knew what they were doing at all.
In 2021, Peloton's then CEO, John Foley, apologized for not responding quickly enough to safety concerns about the company's treadmills. A new CEO took over last year. Indiana University Business School professor George Ball says his research shows the odds of a recall go up significantly when a new boss arrives.
When you get a new CEO and they've experienced problems in the past, they're much more open to recalls the first couple years where they're really not culpable yet.
In a statement, Peloton told Marketplace it hoped to be judged by how fast it managed the situation when they thought there might be an issue. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.